Networks.
What up? I am AJ Twist.
And I'm T, and we're back for another week of Unfocused.
It's episode 253.
And this is the Gravile episode. Gravile
oh,
is,
yeah, of course.
Surprise, motherfucker, the wood gecko Pokemon again.
He just don't change.
He just don't quit.
Even though, yeah, it's too legit to quit.
And you don't stop. All right, guys, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28, just like every week. You can also find us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
That's right.
There you can like, comment, subscribe, all those things that you do to people that you actually like listening to them.
Yeah,
whether like us. Whether it's us or not. But yeah, and with that said, we're going to jump into the main part of the show, the Unfocused Week, or sorry, the beginning of the show, the Unfocused Week. Tell us a little bit about what we've been doing and what you should know that we've been doing.
Yes.
AJ?
All right. So, you know, just chilling, the usual. Nothing different, you know, to the usual Soul Calibur. I think that's all I did.
You got the hammer.
Actually, yeah, that's right. Did our usual hammer, and you know, we got our special guest back there chilling on the couch.
Yeah,
the hammer.
Son.
You know, my plus one for today. So yeah, we did that. Nothing, we didn't do anything crazy. Oh, it was a smaller crowd though, that's for sure. But I took it just straight up, like we did round robin, just
y'all did round robin for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I just, you know, beat everyone, so it was as unanimous. And play a little bit of Tekken. Street Fighter. I forgot to talk about that, too. But Steven's been playing Street Fighter with a couple of friends. He's been inviting me into some lobbies. Just playing some Street Fighter 5 and all that. So I've been playing that. And I'm actually pretty good against them, so which is pretty cool. I was like, oh, wow. Like, I actually stand a chance here.
Honestly, you took to that game pretty good. I remember when we were playing online, you came up with most of the people. So
I'm shocked. And, and until this day, I think that's, like, the best game I've done at EVO. At least that 1 year. Until recently. Because, we did pretty good in Seoul.
This last time, we all kind of got on there.
Yeah, and I know I made it out of pools for Smash 1 year, so actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But anyways, that also Pokemon, of course. I've been breeding some Pokemon. Actually, last week, it was last Saturday, I was streaming here on Collision 28 on Twitch. And I was actually streaming me breeding some Pokemon and all that, just, you know, hatching eggs and all that. And that was EV training, actually. That's what I was doing, trying to train up the stats and all that and trying to figure out, like, how the new system works in a way. And then in the process and all that, like, that's when Steven hit me up to do a match. So I was doing both at the same time. Where's my button? I was breeding Pokemon and playing Street Fighter.
At the same damn time.
And so I was while I was not in the match, I was out there like trying to hatch shit, or in between rounds, you know, I was like walking around or doing whatever I got to do. And then, you know, when I wasn't playing anyone, after I lose and I was on the side, just, you know, doing what I was going to do, hunting Pokemon, battling Pokemon, and my turn came up again, put the game down. But I had both screens on stream, so it was new, it was interesting, it was fun. I had a good time with that. And then I figured out after all that breeding and all that, and I actually maxed out the EVs and all that, so my training's complete. All I gotta do is level up. I was breeding a Frostmoth. It's an ice bug type. So wanted to fuck
Frostmoth?
With that. Frostmoth, yeah.
That's a new one?
Yeah, it's a new type.
That's a cool-ass fucking name.
Yeah, it's a moth-looking snow creature. And then I figured out that the actual build I want to do kind of needs a hidden ability. And I was like, shit, I don't have a hidden ability on this bitch. I kind of just wasted my time.
Oh, what a bitch.
And so now I got to figure out how to get the hidden ability typing or a version of that. And I tried my old way. I looked it up later on because I wasn't getting anything, and then I learned that if you do max raid battles, you have a higher chance of actually getting a hidden ability Pokemon. So I was like, shit, now I gotta do fucking raid battles and shit like that in this game. So I haven't started that yet, but that'll be my next venture into the Pokemon world there, to continue my quest of breeding new mons.
All right,
and then I think that's about all. And of course, if something comes up, I'll definitely enter. Oh, that's right, I went to round one. So the new round one here in Burbank opened up last Saturday And that was like the only day it was open.
I was going to say it probably closed immediately after it.
Yeah, because like the next day is when they ordered like everything to be shut down. But yeah, so I went to round one that day and just checked it out. And it was pretty sick. It was funny because it's a new place, right? So a bunch of new workers who probably like never worked with this shit before. And it was their first opening. So like they're probably still learning the system and all that. And when I got there, I have a round one card that I've gotten from like a different location. And so I tried swiping that on some games and stuff and try to check my balance, and it just wasn't working. So I was like, okay, let me go to the front counter or something and see what's up. Maybe my card just doesn't work here. Let's see what happens. So we'll get in the line. And while I'm waiting in line, there's this lady off to the side, this one girl, with the tablet and shit, with some card readers all over it. And she is like, oh, what do you need help with? Maybe I can help you right now, like while you're waiting, instead of you waiting in this line. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. I'm like, I have this card. It doesn't work here. I have it from another location. And she's like, oh, yeah, we have a different system. I was like, oh, okay, I figured.
Oh, and so this is a whole different system altogether. Yeah, it's
like, this is a whole new system. Your card's not going to work from any other spots. I'm like, okay.
That sucks.
I'm like, all right, well, can I get a new card then? And she's like, yeah, do you want the normal card or you want the club member one? I'm like, you know what? I do want the club member one because you're here in Burbank. I'm here often. So
we live near here.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I'm gonna get the club one so I get whatever benefits. And it's like $6 a year.
Oh, that's great.
It works. And then plus, you know, whatever balance you want to put onto it. So you can swipe your card or whatever. So I was like, all right, I'll do the $6 plus $10, you know, because that's how much credit I want on my card is $10. And she's like, all right. And she tried swiping the card, and she swiped it, though, completely wrong way. You know how there's that little strap, that stripe on the side of it?
Yeah, yeah, the little black
strip. Yeah, it wasn't even going to the reader. And I was like, I think you have it the wrong way. She's like, oh, and then she flipped it another way that will, where it still wasn't going through the thing.
Wow.
And as she was
How could you fuck that up twice, actually?
I know, right? And she kept swiping and swiping the same wrong way. And then she flipped it over again and swiped it multiple times the wrong way again. I was like, ah. And as she was swiping it, I can see the reader, and I can see where the little magnetic thing reads the strip.
Damn, and you I was see like, the code in the matrix, basically.
but just by seeing that, I was like, oh, okay. So if she put the stripe the right way, but facing the wrong side, it still won't work. So I told her, you got to flip it around this way. She's like, oh, and she swiped it the wrong way with the magnetic strip facing the wrong way. I was like, no, no, flip it this way. And she went back to one of the other way. I was like, no, no, flip it like this.
You can't save everybody.
And she's like,
agent.
Oh, and then she finally got it after like 30 seconds of struggling with it. And it finally got swiped. And she's like, okay, $16. I'm like, all right. And I gave her my card, and she put it into the card reader thing, the chip reader, and it wouldn't read. But by the time all that happened, and she tried it multiple times, a line at the desk opened up. And she's like, oh, you know what? A spot opened up. Just go there. They'll help you out.
Wow.
and
wow.
And she's like, and here's the card that we tried too. And she's like, oh, I'm like, all right, cool. So I took the card, and I went up to the desk. And he's like, how can I help you? I'm like, yeah, she's having issues. And he's like, oh, what's going on? And I try to explain everything to him. And he's like, okay, so you're just here to add money to the card? I'm like, well, I don't have this. I technically don't own it yet. Like, it's $6 for this. He's like, yeah. Like, I'll want to purchase this card and add $10 to it. He's like, okay, adding $10, swiped it through. It charged me $10.
Oh, he didn't give a fuck. He just hooked you up, huh?
I don't think he understood what I was telling him. So I pretty much got a free club card.
Okay, so that place isn't going to be open for too long. They're going to fucking suffer major losses and not be open for long. Man. I can already tell.
So I went ahead and played a couple of games. So I played some Street Fighter there, which was cool. Street Fighter V Arcade Edition is there, of course, and it's in Japanese, so I couldn't reach it. But luckily, I made it to play somebody.
Okay.
And I think the person I was playing might have worked there. I'm not sure. But whoever it was, I fucked them up pretty good a couple times. And then
moral of the story.
Yeah.
They got fucked up.
And then I played some Puzzle Bobble. It has this, one of those huge screen bubble bobbles or Bust a Move. And rather than play with the arcade stick, you have one of those shooters. So you can actually shoot your bubbles onto the board and
what
all that.
What the fuck? There's actually a shooter?
Yeah. So I was like, let me try this shit. So you're moving the big-ass gun around and shooting the bubbles
at
it.
Dude, now I'm sad. They're closed. That's fucking... That's
well, they'll open. I'll be there.
I don't know, but I want to go now.
And then I also... The other game I played was Darkstalkers. Night Warriors 2, I think is
Night
what
Warriors
it was.
2, okay.
Yeah, because they have a bunch of old like fighters. They have like CVS 2.
They got CVS 2?
Yep, NBC 2. They
Soul
have,
Calibur 2?
No, I wish. No Soul, no Tekken, unfortunately.
That'd be asking for a lot, honestly, to be fair.
They could at least put Tekken in there. Tekken 7.
Tekken 3, Tekken 5, right? Seconds?
And like an old... Yeah, another one would be cool, actually. Like a Tekken 5 would be dope. And a Soul 2 would be dope, for sure.
Yeah.
But a Tekken 7 arcade machine does exist, but I don't think it's being updated ever since the console version came out.
So they probably don't even have everything. Huh?
Yeah, because I've seen Tekken 7s at other round ones before. Anyways, the Night Warriors fucking machine, though, was fucking weird. So, you know when you hit a corner, you can feel it in the corner. You go down, you know, it's just kind of flat in the bottom when you go down. Well, I had the opposite thing happening. The corners were flat, but then my up and down, left, were right,
stuck?
I couldn't hit those. Yeah, I couldn't go to the corner. So what it was is, you know how the little gates are inside the sticks?
It was turned.
I think the gate was turned 45 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So it was a square gate, but it was a diamond shape instead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I couldn't do any rolling moves or anything like that.
For anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, basically, the thing that the joystick for video games sits on was turned off axis. So he could up was limited when it shouldn't be.
Corners were limited.
And up and down had more space.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
If you're a fighting gamer or a puzzle gamer that knows how shit's supposed to be, that's not cool.
Yeah, like, even though I was using it, like, this stick feels super loose, but like, these corners feel weird. And I started playing, and I wasn't landing any corners. And I was like, what, like, do I not know this character or some shit? And I was just trying everything I could think of to do. I'm like, and then sometimes I would hit it. And I was like, let me feel, this feels weird. I tested the other one next to me, and that one felt fine. I'm like, oh, I see what's going on here. And so when I was playing Street Fighter, when I was done beating whoever I was beating, I went around to see who I was playing, and I didn't see anyone sitting there. But on the next station over, I saw a worker opening up the machine and fixing whatever was wrong with that one. And I was like, oh, yo, you're fixing the machine? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I have a question. He's like, oh, I'm like, one of the machines doesn't work. He's like, no, this one right here works. I was like, no, not this one. So when he said that, he put it onto the one.
Oh, because so he was like, just playing it.
Yeah, so I think he was playing, testing it to see if it worked and all that. So I was like, oh, you're the one I was kicking his ass.
Oh, he just wanted to see if it worked. Yeah. Okay.
But anyways, I was like, no, I know that one. I don't care about Night Warriors over there. It's not working. He's like, all right. And I let him know what's happening. Like, yeah, I think the gate flipped or some shit. He's like, I'll check it out later. I'm like, all right, cool. I never went back to see if he fixed it.
Be right. Well, you couldn't. They closed, right?
Yeah, actually, true.
Right.
So. But yeah. So that was my round one experience. Oh, and there's no fucking DDR at all. But they have like Pump It Up.
Stepmania?
No Stepmania. No, nothing like that. Nothing that I'm used to playing. And but they had this new Konami Dancer. I forgot what it's called. But like the mat is like all like it's like a almost like a touchscreen type of thing where like there's no arrows or buttons on it anywhere. It's like pressure sensitive and it kind of knows where you're at. And that's the whole dance game. Like, it tells you what to do, and you got to slide. I don't know. I checked it out real quick. It looked pretty cool. Maybe I'll try it out.
Not even Dance Dance Rave, huh? Not even the...
No, maybe that one. Actually, I don't know. I think I did see that one, actually.
Oh, I was totally joking, because you never see that anywhere. They had that shit?
No, actually, that's what I was looking at, actually. Never mind. That's okay. What I saw. Because, yeah, it looks like one of those.
I was like, I'd be shocked, because I rarely see that one. You know what I'm talking about, right? The dance with the hands?
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking orbs or whatever around it? Like,
yeah.
That's just so
weird. What that's called, though.
Dance Dance Rave or Dance Dance Rave something. It's something with an R, I feel like. Anyway. Doesn't matter.
Anyways, and the other one game I was hoping it would be there too was Re-Rave, which is a game I played a lot last time I was at round one. It's like a touchscreen game, and like, you know the, what was it called? Elite Beat Agents?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
But it's all touchscreen though.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Not at this round one.
It was like the beginner of Elite Beat Agents, right? Like,
I think it came out afterwards.
Oh, did it come out after? Yeah. Okay. I know which game you're talking about though.
But yeah, so that wasn't there either. But anyways, I'll go check out more and check out some of the other new music games they got there because I didn't get to play any. But yeah, whenever that opens up again.
Right.
Anyways, that was basically my week.
All right. Well, I actually also had a Pokemon thing this week. I got to watch Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think of it?
Actually, I didn't love it. However, I liked it more than the original because I like how I actually knew what the fuck was going on as far as like the introduction goes.
I think it was still the same. I think we're just older and more aware to more like understand it now.
Well, let me explain.
Okay.
I felt like this one actually made the transitions clear because I didn't know in the old one, in the cartoon one, I feel like they didn't show you how things got to the next step. They just kind of showed you these scientists were researching Mew.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden the lab's being fucked up. And then all of a sudden, he's working for Team Rocket. And all of a sudden, that lab gets fucked up. And like,
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, it happened really fast in the animated one, and they didn't really explain how he got from point A to point B. But in this new one...
Wasn't there like a side movie or something like that? Like in Japan that explained a lot of that?
It didn't explain a lot of it. But they did show you there was a researcher. The only thing it explained is that there was a researcher who was interested in Mew.
Yeah.
And that he had been looking for Mew, and Mew was flying around him the whole time.
Yeah.
And in the end, that researcher finds his DNA, and that's the end of it. that's the end of it. They don't really tell you anything. I mean, they kind of tell you, but they kind of leave it up to your imagination to figure it out.
I feel like that next small part, though, was explained somewhere, but not in the movie. And I think they kind of left you to figure that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, or find out where that information was at.
You know what it was? It was a combination of two things. One, it was kind of, so like you said, they had the Mew short.
Yeah.
And that's where that little fucking weird ass card came from with the little diamonds on it. So that Mew short. The
Egyptian Mew.
Yeah, the Egyptian Mew, exactly. And so that main scientist you see in the new one with the fucked up hair, you see him for just a little bit of time. And then he talks, him and his assistant are talking about how they're looking for Mew and how he's important.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the old cartoon one, that's kind of where it cuts. Like, they find DNA, Mew's flying behind them, and they don't even see Mew's right behind them, and then, like, that's just the end of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, they kind of expect you to realize that's why Mewtwo exists.
Yeah.
But in this one, like, they actually took you through all the little steps.
Yeah, and like, the whole process and all that.
Yeah, and they even showed you why he's mad.
Yeah.
Because the science, because, like, he doesn't even, like, that's the main thing they're missing in the cartoon one from back in the day. They don't show you why he's mad at humans.
Yeah.
And this one, he's like, well, who am I? What am I? Like, am I supposed to be Mew or am I supposed to be better than Mew? And they're like, well, you know, we just kind of made you. And he's like, fuck you guys. He just blows everything up. So I liked how much information there was. Also, I liked how they showed why they were invited to Mew's tournament. Mm-hmm. I also like how they showed how they got there a little bit more clearly. Because I feel like it was a little less clear in the animated one.
Maybe. I don't know. I see what you're saying, though. Because I feel like I knew why and everything back in the day. But, like, I don't remember it that well.
It's because they kind of, like, they gave us all the tools we needed to know what's going on. But they didn't really tell us. And, I feel like this one kind of really told you.
What was cool, too, though, is, like, I feel like they showed us little bits of him actually fighting Gary and all that, too.
Oh, that was a cool part. You're right. That was a cool part. Like, they showed everything, like, all his battles.
I was like, oh, that shit was from the anime, though.
Yeah, and there was a cool moment they did from the anime, too, where a whole bunch of Tauros come after Mewtwo, and he lifts them up, and then Team Rocket starts catching them.
Yeah, yeah.
The way they did it in the CGI one was even better. It looked even more real. Like, they brought Mewtwo down in front of the Tauros, and then they were like, oh, motherfucker, like, what are you doing here? Like, everything just kind of, like, made more sense, you know? I just really liked it. I was like, I really appreciated what they were going for with it. And, other than that, graphics were great. I love that they used the movie version of the Pokemon theme.
Did they? Oh, I didn't have no idea.
They didn't use the original version. They used a remix of the movie version of the original Pokemon theme. The detail in this fucking movie was awesome. And you had to be a real fucking deep fan to know the difference between the movie version and the TV show version, even if they're extended, you know? There's some big differences in there.
Yeah, I just noticed that they didn't use any of, like, the American soundtrack at all.
Yes. Yeah, they used obvious.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah. They used all Japanese soundtrack. That's true. That's true.
So that's one thing I picked up for sure. I was like, oh, yeah, this is what that one song would play. I was like, oh, no, they didn't do that. I was like, yeah, they're just using probably the original Japanese music or whatever.
On that note, am I only disappointed? No M2M.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I was waiting for. Like, that's a big song.
That's my only complaint. They should have got them back as 30-year-old women and fucking done it again.
Like 40 now or something.
Whatever, bro. They should have got them, man. I know they would have been down. They didn't even ask. I could tell. Anyway.
Go see if we can find M2M's like Twitter. Like, what the fuck, Nintendo, Pokemon Company?
Where are we at? That being said, Mewtwo Strikes Back was great.
It's on Netflix, so you guys can go watch it.
It's on Netflix. I highly recommend it. I do hope they do more Pokemon adventures like this. Like, Pokemon 2000 would be nice like this. Even Pokemon 3, which is the last one I saw that I remember being entertaining, with Entei.
I don't think I saw that one.
That's the last one I saw that was entertaining.
Only other one that I've seen and was kind of an accident was the one with Darkrai.
Oh, I never saw that one. Because there's two parts. That one has like two versions or something weird right?
Yeah, the black and white version.
We were really confused.
Was it that one?
I
did see that one.
Yeah, because remember you and I were mad confused about it because there was both of them there and it's only like a 15-minute difference
between the two. They just flipped the character like the black dragon, the white dragon. That's all it was.
It was something real small. But besides that, I would really like to see Pokemon 2000, and you know, there's another one I never saw animated. It's Mewtwo Returns. I never saw that, I'd be down for them to make a CGI version just so I could finally watch it.
Yeah, see what his conclusion was after hanging out with Mew.
Yeah,
and all his clone friends.
And the last thing I'll say about this, I feel like that movie might be really interesting when watching it and then afterwards watching the Pokemon movie that came out last year. I feel like if I watch Mewtwo Strikes Back and then watch the Pokemon movie right after, I might get a little bit more out of this. I know it's a weird feeling. I can't prove that. But, like, there's a certain theme that they kind of left open in the Pokemon movie about Mewtwo that he might be the same fucking Mewtwo from the animated series. Did you get that vibe?
I didn't see the last movie, so I have no clue.
No, you don't have to. I'm seeing the Pokemon movie.
Okay.
The real one, the one that came out with the
oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Ryan Reynolds and the black kid.
The Detective Pikachu one.
Sorry, that's what... Yeah, Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I felt like that one was, like, very clearly telling us he's the same fucking Mewtwo from Mewtwo Strikes Back. So now I want to rewatch Mewtwo Strike... Detective Pikachu after seeing Mewtwo Strikes Back to see if those connections still hold true in my head. Because, like, even the voice, even some of the references he was making about humans and humans fucking with genetics, like, he didn't say it specifically, but I felt like he was definitely that same Mewtwo, like, you guys just don't learn, or, you know, like...
Maybe, yeah, I want to see that again, too.
Yeah, so this is just something I wanted to bring up. But other than that, J Electronica's album came out. If anyone's an old-school fan of Unfocused, we talked about this probably when we started. He's a pretty cool...
Sometime around there, yeah.
Right?
He's a pretty like cool... I said, if you listen to a certain podcast, there's a Music of the Week segment where we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
That wasn't live. Yep. Or maybe it was. I don't remember.
Yeah, but he's a, you know, kind of like backpack conspiracy theory rapper, like very similar to Lupe Fiasco, but like a little bit more heady. I don't want to say heady because Lupe is pretty deep too, but
yeah,
he's just different. But we've been waiting for his album for 13 years.
Shit
fucking came out, and it was a surprise drop. And I found out because me and my brother saw J Electronica's first album listening party. It was a big thing on Facebook.
Yeah,
and we were like, whatever, bro. And then the very next day after, canceled from coronavirus. And me and Raheem were like, see? Bullshit. And then the surprise came out. Live stream. He's fucking live streaming the album. Yeah. And I was like, yo, this is real?
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't even believe it. It was crazy. Real good. You haven't heard it yet, AJ, so I'm just going to tell you now. It's not exactly a J Electronica album. It's a duo album.
Oh, shit.
It's Jay-Z and J Electronica.
Wow. He couldn't even do a full album by himself.
Yo, that's what everyone's saying, bro. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything, but that's what everybody's been saying, AJ. Everyone's like, after all that, you didn't even fucking do the whole thing on your own? Jay-Z's on every track, bro.
Damn.
Like, and, like, they're almost half... There's a few songs where it's more J Electronica, but it's mostly half and half everything. And you're like, oh, you motherfucker.
Man, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. Also, this album wasn't called Act 2. So this, I'm hoping that this isn't the album we were waiting for. This is just his first album. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that there's still another album that is actually Act 2.
Yeah.
But we don't know yet. Shiny Suit Theory was the only repeat album, repeat track. Otherwise, everything else is new.
That's cool. All right.
Yeah. And
yeah, I would hate that shit too. Like you're waiting for someone's album. You hear these couple of mixtapes here and there.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
And then your fucking album comes out. Like half of it's the mixtape shit.
If half of it was mixtape, I'd be so mad. Right? That'd be my dick move. This week, but it's not. Honestly, him making Jay-Z and half of it should be my dick move, but I'm just happy we got the album, so I'm gonna let it go. But yeah, it was really good.
As long as J Electronica himself is like on half the album.
Yeah, you know, he's on more than half. He's on more than half, so he's a little more than half. he's all over.
Who they do that with? I feel like I heard a story where like there was a rapper out there.
Raekwon and Ghostface.
Was it? No,
That's the most accurate thing to this that I think you're talking about.
Yeah, like maybe not that. Maybe it was just like a what if they did this. I think I'm thinking of Kanye, where like no, maybe it wasn't Kanye, but I think Kanye had a similar thing where he was saying once like when he was trying to rap, trying to get his first album out, like to tell people like, hey, I don't only produce, I can rap too.
Yeah.
And then some of the guys were like, you know, you're pretty dope. You know, maybe we can get him an album, and if it doesn't sound like it's too good,
we can spin to a collab album with Jay-Z.
Yeah, we could put Jay-Z on it, yeah. Or something like that. So it looks like did Electronica go through the same thing, and they actually did that with him?
You know, it could be. I also think...
Is he not that dope?
Well, no, he's that dope, but the thing is, how much material can he make? So that brings me to what I think is happening with it. I think what's happening is Jay-Z told him, yo, it's been 10 years since you've been signed to The Rock, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say
fucking,
that, too.
Fucking put the album out. And he was like, I don't have enough material. He's like, all right, fuck it. I don't care. I'll help you make the fucking album. Let's just fucking put it out. You have your beats picked out, right? Let's just fucking do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my guess. I mean, honestly, I could never know that.
That could be a thing.
But I feel like that's what happened. Because, just dude, when you hear it, you just be like, Jay-Z like makes a lot of good moment, good appearances there, and I feel like he's filling holes sometimes. And I'm like, don't get me wrong, Jay Electronica's verses are fucking ridiculous. It's like Lupe level.
Yeah.
Like, he has some crazy shit, but sometimes you're like, I want a third verse, and you don't get a third verse. You get Jay-Z, which is still dope, but it's like, I wanted that third verse, you know? So just something to keep in mind. It did come out. It was good, but it wasn't what we thought. Good album, though.
All right. Interesting. I'll check it out.
Last thing on Focus Week, Soul Calibur, been playing a lot of that. Finally fucking ranked up into the upper levels of C, trying to get into B.
Nice.
So not easy.
You know, I was on Soul today, and I was only coming across like A's, B's, and C's today. A couple of D's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shit. Actually, no, I didn't see any A's. No, I did see an A. I saw an A and a couple of D's and a B.
I need to get on it. If the competition's like that right now, because I get so annoyed. Sometimes I can't find competition, you know? Like,
I'm not sure if it's a whole lockdown thing or if it's that I just happen to play it during the day. I don't know which one it is.
Oh, you know, it might be the
maybe
day.
Maybe a little bit of both.
It might, actually, it's probably both.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I know I get more hits in daytime, but I don't get as much as I thought I would. Yeah, so maybe it's both.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the main thing. Also, I watched this new show on Netflix. Was it Netflix or was it Amazon? Amazon Prime. It's called Black Orphan. It's about this girl. Dude, I think you would fucking trip out on this. It's about this girl. She's a punk, like a thief, a drug dealer thief, right? She fucking goes to America to meet up with some friends, and she sees a bitch that looks exactly like her jump in front of a train and die.
Wow.
And then she's like, what the fuck? And, you know, she's a fucking criminal. So she goes and grabs her purse and says, you know what? I'm gonna fucking take her identity and take her money.
Oh shit! What the fuck?
Yes, I'm not gonna tell you more than that. But dude, it's real good. It's on Amazon Prime. You can borrow my password if you want. I was surprised.
And I have Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, yeah, perfect. Dude, I was surprised at how good it was. It's called Orphan Black, and I was like, yo, this is fucked up but good. Like, I'm enjoying this whole thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool idea. Last nerd thing I saw. There's a new there's a movie on Netflix that came out last year that I didn't even know about called Freaks. Have you heard of that?
It sounds familiar. I think I've kind of heard of it.
They advertise it a lot because it has a really high rating.
Hmm.
I don't want to say anything because I want to kill it for you or nothing. I'm going to say Marvel might want to hurry up and figure out their X-Men shit.
Oh, shit.
Watch Freaks, AJ.
All right.
I want you to tell me what you think about it. And my only comment for you to know is Marvel better hurry up and figure their X-Men shit out because they might have got trumped right now.
I swear it's going to be Phase 5 shit, man.
No, it probably will be. But whatever plan they have,
like 2 years from now.
Whatever plan, yeah, for real. But whatever plan they have, it better be good because this movie Freaks makes you feel like, oh shit, this is the X-Men. That's all I'm gonna
say.
You
know, if they, I mean, X-Men has that freaking name brand shit, you know. So when X-Men comes, I don't think it matters unless it's a fucking flop movie.
Yeah.
Then it matters. Yeah. But when it comes out, people are gonna forget.
Anything else. Even if they stole the whole movie from that, right?
Yeah, even if, yeah.
But I will say, Freaks was really good. The reviews are not over the top. It's a great movie. You're going to be very confused while you're watching it, and by the end, you're going to be like, oh, this is dope. So I highly recommend you guys watch that one if you like superpowered shit.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. If you like suspense shit, even if you don't like superpowered shit, if you just like suspense movies, like crazy action suspense movies, I think you'll like this one too. But yeah, Freaks on Netflix. Lastly, I think that's the last thing I wanted to say for cool things we've been checking out. Yeah, otherwise, we're on Twitter at @unfocus28, Instagram at @unfocuspodcast.
That's true, too.
Subscribe, right?
If they want subscribe. To. No and pressure. Definitely you can comment and like. Oh, there's pressure, man. You better do it.
I'm sorry. Don't listen to me. There is pressure.
There is pressure to subscribe to Unfocus Podcast on YouTube. And also, you can also check out collision28.com and subscribe to the podcast through Apple Podcasts. And also,
or email us.
Email, yeah. unfocuspodcast@gmail.com for anything else you want to get in contact with us with. And of course, Twitter is there too. And then once I put on my glasses, I can see what button I needed to click so we can do this. Oh, almost the wrong button there.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
News.
What?
Real quick, I wanted to say this because it was fucking driving me nuts.
Okay.
The Dance Dance Revolution game that uses your hands is called Dance Dance Maniacs.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I know there's a game out there that has a camera and you move your hands around and shit like that.
Yeah, it's got like these little orbs you kind of roll your hands over and shit like that. Yeah, Dance Dance Maniacs.
Steven wants to play Street Fighter tonight. Maybe. because I need to eat after this. I'm hungry.
He hungry.
Let's see. Tomorrow, though, I ain't doing shit. Stuck at home. So, might be streaming tomorrow. Anyways, news.
All right, kick us off.
All right. So, I guess just because fucking Steven's in chat right here, he said that Kanmai set up a lobby and they actually played some matches. Kanmai's the dude that holds the Soul Calibur tournament at Wins in Eight Fights.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he actually got in a lobby with him and Drew, got in a lobby with him. He invited them over, and oh, apparently shit. They fought an S rank there and lost. Took a round. But lost.
Oh, shit. At least they fought him. At least they learned some shit, huh?
That's cool. But also, Wednesday Night Fights actually did, because everything was closed, right?
Yeah.
So Wednesday Night Fights went online.
Oh, they did online?
Yeah. I was seeing like a bunch of tweets everywhere saying, oh, yeah, we're doing online. So every like tournament you see there was doing online night tournaments. So that could be a thing that we might be able to join. No, we can't because we're on fucking PC and they're doing PS4s, I bet. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, it's probably PS4s. That's true.
Should we go find a PS4 or something? It's given.
I mean, I'm kind of... I mean, 5's around... we'll talk about that in a minute. But, I mean, honestly...
Casuals, okay.
I'll go half and half with you if you want to do that.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not down. There's a PS5 coming around the corner, so I'm not sure. but, yeah, so that's a thing. And then also, to go along with all the freaking, you know... stuff that's going on. GameStop's, they canceled their midnight launches tonight for Animal Crossing and Doom Eternal.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So no midnight launches, which makes sense. But yeah, that's pretty much some updates there.
All right. Some other kind of cool updates. We have a lot of things going on this week. I want to start with some Spider-Man rumors that came out. And normally I wouldn't give rumors like this any fucking...
I would.
I know you would. I normally wouldn't give rumors like this any focus or detail, but Tom Holland had just come out.
Focus, no pun intended.
Tom Holland had just come out talking about, you know, that he had just talked to Sony and Marvel, and like he knows the whole plan for the Spider-Man 3 movie. And on top of that, there was an announcement that there's going to be a spin-off Spider-Man movie made by Sony completely. Like Marvel might produce it, but Marvel's not actually going to make it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, earlier this week, there was a release on Reddit, and supposedly it was the leaked plot of Spider-Man 3, which for him saying he talked to them, and the timing of all that shit, and that they've kind of worked out an idea for the script, which mm-hmm. Tom Holland said, it kind of adds up. However, you know, that's the perfect time for someone to make a fake thing, too.
For sure.
So keep that in mind, but, you know, some of this shit makes a lot of sense, so that's the only reason I'm going to bring it up.
Couple years ago, I did find a plot, storyline, thing type of thing, and I talked about it in the show, and as far as I can remember, it was not really the movie at all.
Was it Endgame?
It was for Homecoming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was it? Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, we'll have to go back and look at it later.
Yeah, so back in an episode, somewhere back in the past, probably before we did the YouTube thing, maybe.
You know, we'll mark this one, because it might be an interesting thing to come back to. I'll make a note of it.
Yeah. Do you have any deets?
Okay, so here's the details. Spider-Man 3 is supposedly going to be called Spider-Man Home Run.
Hmm.
And supposedly... Mm,
okay.
Yeah, I know. Supposedly he's going to be dealing
That's one I haven't seen yet.
Right? Supposedly he's going to be dealing with two villains.
A baseball villain and a bat villain.
Well, two major villains.
A bat. Oh, shit.
They said two major villains, and there might be more involved. But they said
like
specifically...
Six of them?
I feel like that was what they were hinting at. But they said the movie will consist of two major villains. And
okay.
A lot of cameos and a lot of appearances. And they said the major villain will be Kraven the Hunter.
Cool.
The secondary villain will be the Scorpion, which is the dude we met in Homecoming.
Yeah,
the end, right?
Yeah.
So that could be very interesting. It would make sense. And the rumor says that Kraven the Hunter will basically be following the storyline of Kraven's last hunt. And he'll be hunting Spider-Man for his last hunt. But... he'll also be hunting the Scorpion.
Oh, wow.
And the Scorpion will also be hunting Spider-Man.
What the fuck?
So it's a big-ass fucking three-way battle.
A love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
A hunting love triangle. Meanwhile, Spider-Man's just trying to fucking stay safe and innocent and run on the run. That's the plot line they've given. Now, some little weird-ass details about this. Supposedly there'll be cameos from other villains, which is hinting at Sinister Six.
Yep.
The other thing is that Charlie Cox, Daredevil...
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this one.
...will be... I mean, like I said, it's still rumor.
Supposedly.
This is not confirmed.
Yeah.
This is not confirmed. Everything I've said here is rumor. But they said Charlie Cox's Daredevil will make an appearance, either as Matt Murdock or Devil or Daredevil
or both.
That's what they said. One of the three. Damn, that shit's never had more versatility than today. But yeah, so keep that in mind. That's something that's kind of interesting. Like I said, I usually don't like feed into rumors like that and shit. But I was like, that's pretty cool and very interesting. To me, it actually does make sense with a lot of the Spider-Man storylines that I know. And I'm a big Spider-Man fan. Like Back to Black, you know, Spider-Man Civil War. Like all those plot lines kind of tie into this idea. And you know,
oh shit, the Civil War, like actual comic one.
Yeah, the actual comic Civil War. Yeah. Which basically Spider-Man got targeted because he showed his face in front of the whole world, you know, for Civil War. But yeah, so hopefully that is where they're going with it, but we don't know.
Yeah, Steven Chess says, but rumors running high lately, but it's in Charlie Cox's contract that he's to be allowed in a movie.
Yeah, have an appearance. But you see,
but also that Steve contract is the same old contract that's going to be like at the, you have to wait. It's been done and they got to wait 2 years now and all that, right?
So AJ just beat me to the punch. What I was going to say, that contract that Tai Chi is talking about is null and void now. So he does not have to be incorporated. They don't have to fulfill that anymore.
Yeah, because they mutually agreed to like not continue the series through Netflix, both Marvel and Netflix. And after that happens, and he had to wait 2 years before those characters can appear again anywhere. But
after that two-year period,
home run, quote-unquote, Spider-Man 3 home run, is definitely going to be outside that two-year spot there. So it's still possible.
And I like the idea of home run, you know.
Home run.
Like, you know, imagine there's two reasons I like it. Bases loaded, fucking, you know, which he's at right now. Bad situation. The worst of the worst is your chance to fucking make the win, you know, and like clear your name.
Mm-hmm.
Or running home from all this fucking shit going on. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's trying to get away from all the drama and all the shenanigans, you know?
Yeah.
He's on the run, you know?
Yeah, no, I like that too.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm just thinking if there's a Morbius cameo, you know, baseball, bats, you know.
Wow. Wow. AJ, if they make that connection, that's really fucking cool if you call it that.
Right.
All right.
We have a Polar Knights in chat. He's from North Norway. He says, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for blessing us with your timeline.
We are here in United States, California, and it is about 9 p.m., just about to be 9 p.m., so good evening.
Mm-hmm. All right, AJ hit us with another piece of news, yeah?
And Tai Chi says, third movie knocks it out of the park, home run.
Stop it.
Day 9 inside, yeah, it's crazy. No, Polar Knights is saying that because...
I usually let you know, you know?
Yeah. It's like his journal right here, day 9, inside. Discovered this podcast called Unfocus.
Yeah, right.
Couple of weird...
Okay, dumbass motherfuckers talking about comic shit. All right, AJ?
Speaking of dumbass shit, too, I decided to wear green today purposely because we took down the green screen.
just
like freedom. I could wear green.
Hey, St. Patty's Day was yesterday.
And that, too. You know, a little bit of that, too. Anyways, another news to talk about. The PS5. Actually, I was going to look for this, but I didn't go look for it. Damn it. But there's specs. So Sony came out and announced their shit yesterday morning, actually. And they also said in the beginning of it, because I tried watching it, and it said, yeah, then, you know, this is supposed to be the GDC information and stuff. But GDC ended up canceling. If you don't know what GDC is, GDC is the Game Developers Conference, where it's a bunch of just game developers coming together and sharing information and stuff like that. So you get a bunch of very technical stuff coming to programming and, you know, video games and all that. And then since Sony's release yesterday was supposed to be for that, it was super technical to the point where people were just like annoyed.
I kept seeing that one meme with the blonde old white lady with all the fucking math equations in the background.
Yes.
I kept seeing that one everywhere. People were like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, that's pretty much what it. I understood a lot of it, though, like most of it.
Of course you would.
Because like they're talking about like SSDs and NVMe drives and all that, and how the you know, programming needs to, like, you know, communicate with other processors and the GPUs and all that, and the RAM and all that, and just information like that, and how long it takes to load from one thing to another, and the hard drive spaces, and how, yeah, like I was just interested. I'm like, oh well, yeah, this is cool. This is a good way of explaining things. And but eventually, I got to a point where, like, okay, I get it. Okay, I'm done. I watched like half of it. It was like an hour long presentation. I watched like half of it and I gave up. I'm like, I get it. I started skipping through. I'm like, are you talking about anything cool? Are you showing us the console, what it looks like, or any games?
Nope.
But no, you're not supposed to expect that shit from GDC though.
It's true, but I feel like this is the least we've gotten from Sony in a long fucking time, bro. I don't remember exactly what happened last year, but I feel like we got a little bit more than this last year.
Yeah, like PlayStation, Sony's been like very under the wraps. Like they haven't said too much at all. Like the biggest thing we got recently was, oh, the logo PS5. It looks the same, you know. So that's like all we've gotten so far. And I guess the next big thing are the tech specs, which actually the tech specs are a little bit less than what the Xbox Series One X is pushing out. Just a little bit. But I guess what really matters is how well all their hardware works together to give us something good. You know, is Microsoft doing the same shit? Is their stuff actually going to be better? And then far beyond all that, how good are the games going to be too? Like, if I again can say a quote from Orange Lounge Radio, a system is only as good as the games that are on it. So,
hey, real shit.
So you got to consider that too. But I mean, if anyone's interested in specs like that, just go Google it. It's around. There's videos up on there too. I don't remember what they were, but just know that it's a little less under than the Xbox stuff. And it's just there's SSDs and NVMEs involved and teraflops and all that stuff.
All right. Other things to know. So with the recent...
And then Taichi, by the way, just to kind of add this, he says the idea is that the PS5 is going to be more processing pipeline efficient, which is kind of what I was trying to say too. Like all their hardware working together is just going to be probably more efficient, you know, might be better even with lower specs than what Xbox is doing.
You know, the one PS5 thing I want to point out that kind of made me a little bit irritated, but I understand it too, but it irritated me a little bit, was their reverse compatibility. That they're only going to be doing reverse compatibility for the top, I believe, top 20 games.
Only 20? Who said that?
That was the announcement.
For Sony?
Yeah, they're only going to be doing reverse compatibility. I don't know if it's the top 10 or the top 20 games for PS4.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's
shit.
It. Otherwise, it's not going to be reverse compatible. They might change that. Oh, see, okay.
100.
The top 100. Sorry, my bad. The top 100 will be converted for reverse compatibility, but everything else will be left out unless there's a big enough demand for it. I kind of don't like that. I'm like, I feel like it should just put the extra energy and just make the whole thing fucking reverse compatible or don't. Like, don't give me like 100, because what if people love this fucking game? I guarantee you it's going to happen at least 3 times. People are going to love this game and they're going to fucking throw a fit because those games are not fucking reverse compatible.
Keep your old system.
Yeah, but you know, eventually they stop supporting that, you know, like, and you can't play it anymore because my girlfriend has a PS3 and very soon she won't even be able to play the games that she has on PS3 anymore.
If you download them, I feel like yes, but if you have purchased the actual physical copy, I mean, actually, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen, honestly.
Well, for sure.
Even with that.
All the streaming platforms for sure are going to drop PS3. They already said they will drop PS3. And so I'm assuming that that's probably going to happen across the board, but I mean, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just have to see as far as that goes.
The rest of the games are going to be fully backwards compatible because it runs like it does on a PS4. So they probably had the same infrastructure, the same...
They said they wouldn't. They said only the 100 would be. They said it won't run right.
He said 100 of them would be enhanced.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that's the whole thing. It has to be enhanced because they said the PS5 will be too fast for the PS4 games. So like whatever.
So no load times.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever the discrepancy is between 5 and 4, that's why you can't play the 4 games on 5.
No, I think the 4s will still be good, but only 100 of them will be enhanced.
I'm telling you,
what I'm reading here.
I'm telling you what they said. They said the 100 will be set for it. The other games may not be able to be played by the PS5 because the systems are too different.
Or may not be able to be enhanced. I don't know.
No. We'll see.
Said
they will not be able to be played because the system can't handle them. They're too different.
All right.
If you get lucky with something, maybe, but they're telling you now, only those top 100 will be offered.
Okay.
Like, so, like,
all right, well, that's fine. I don't mind. I don't have a PS4, so I'm not missing out on anything.
No, yeah. To you and I, this means nothing.
This means nothing.
I'm just making a comment on the system, you know. I don't care at all. I can just use fucking, you know, this...
Yeah, we have just PC. Yeah, I went that way. Like nothing's coming out for me. Anyways,
yes, sir. All right. One other piece of news. I think it's my turn, right? Other piece of news that I didn't mention. Bloodshot. So this did not get released because of the coronavirus. It was supposed to come out this month, I believe. This weekend that passed.
Yeah. Whose movie was this? Oh, this was Vin Diesel's movie, no?
Yeah, and this is based off an Image comic character called Bloodshot, who was actually pretty fucking popular in the 90s. A little bit late on the up, I mean, on the movie, if you ask me, but, I, you know, we'll see. Either way, it was set for March 24th. Okay, so it was supposed to come out this weekend coming up. But, I'm sorry, it was supposed to come out this past weekend, this past Friday, my bad. And that was, March 13th, I believe.
It was based off a comic? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's based off an Image comic. So, that was supposed to come out then. Because of the coronavirus, the movie theaters closed. But guess what? They're going to be the first fucking movie to be delivering their movie through streaming, even despite it's a brand new movie.
Is this Universal?
This is Columbia Pictures.
Oh, wow. They're doing this shit, too?
Yeah. Universal's doing it, too, but Columbia will be the first official ones to fucking have the movie come out. Instead of theaters, it's coming out streaming because of this. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty proud of it. They're kind of posting it everywhere. March 24th is the release date, and it will be coming out for $20 on retail. $19.99.
Yeah. That's what Universal's doing, too. A couple of movies that are supposed to be coming out soon are going to be straight to their new service now that they're going to offer for a little bit, $20 downloads for new movies and all that, which this is the one thing, this is the one benefit I'm hoping that we'll get out of this whole, like, you know, lockdown scenario thing.
Black Widow on streaming?
Like, stuff like that.
That's what I'm hoping for,
but
dude.
But just overall, because, like, theaters and, like, movie companies and all that and the streaming services, they've all been in this little battle, like, you know, like, like Netflix wants to like have new movies released day one on Netflix, but the theaters don't want that shit and all that.
Right.
And it's like, you know, this could be a new model now that's actually being tested now because people kind of have to test this shit now.
Yeah, you have no choice now. Yeah. If you want to make money, you got to fucking put it out.
And then just like a bunch of other things too, like the whole working from home thing, like homeschool stuff. Like this is a good time to test all that shit now, only all because we're just forced to be at home now.
100%. Yeah. Now's the time.
So this is like the one benefit I can see out of all this lockdown shit going on.
You're right. Because like, and you know, this is the time for companies to play around with their streaming shit. Like, you know, when people, they want to make their shit more advanced or they want to try out new systems for their streaming. Fucking do it now. You'll get the quickest data responses that you'll ever get in any time of the year because everyone's at home immediately seeing your shit. Like, if you really want to improve your shit, fucking put it out now and, like, see what people think. You know, if they hate it or they like it, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Also, I think the reason why Bloodshot also went out streaming service like that right away, too, is because I heard that the reviews on it were not so good.
I think you're 100% right, AJ. I definitely think that's part of the reason why this is happening, and they want to mask that with the news of them putting it on streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just make whatever good money they can, and so they don't have to, like, lose money in the theaters.
I think you're so right.
Yeah. And then that's also the reason why I think Black Widow, that won't happen, because I heard that Disney expects to make a lot of money off of it, and so I'm pretty sure they're going to hold on to it for as long as they can.
However long they can.
Yeah.
But see,
to put it in theaters to get all the theater money.
Well, the only problem with that to me is the narrative. Marvel's real serious about the narrative. And apparently you cannot see whatever comes next without seeing Black Widow. So that's the only reason I think they might stream it. Like, maybe even limited streaming. Damn, that'd be the move to do.
So I'm thinking,
limited
too.
Limited live streamings?
Like, not that, but I'm thinking, like, if Disney wants to, like, go ahead and stream it out and make some money off of it, like, I don't think they can just drop it on Disney Plus and get money off of it because everyone's already subscribed, so this is already money that they would have gotten anyways.
I see.
So I don't think that's into their benefit. What they probably could do, though, is be like, oh, yeah, you can watch this movie, and if you already have Disney Plus, you get, like, an extra, like, $5 off. Anyone else, though, $20.
That, you know, that actually, I wouldn't be mad about that if that were the case. I know it sounds kind of like not in the nerd feel, but actually I wouldn't be mind paying for that if you get a discount if you already have the app.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I would like them to do something like that at least if they're worried about making their full price ticket. But we'll see what they want to do with that. Kind of sucks that it's getting delayed now. And I'm also wondering, too, you know, since a lot of things are on lockdown, we're not allowed to socialize and all that. You can't have more than like 10 people in a room or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure a lot of productions that are shooting right now are probably not shooting right now.
Yeah.
Into the foreseen future. So is that going to delay a lot of, future movies and shows and all that?
100%. It already has, bro.
Yeah. I'm thinking Avatar. That's like the first thing I'm thinking of.
I don't know about Avatar.
Last Airbender for Netflix.
I don't know about Avatar, but a lot of things that we like have halted their production. A lot of things.
Yeah.
I know Eternals had to take a little bit of a break.
I thought Eternals was done filming.
Is it Charles? Okay, man, I think it's
something else.
Sorry, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I think that was just about done filming.
But they had to take a break.
Hopefully,
they can reshoot the finale, the last part somewhere else. But they had to stop Falcon and Winter Soldier. They had to stop.
I know everything else that's supposed to be coming out, like
the Amazon Prime Lord of the Rings thing. They had to stop that.
Shang-Chi, there you go. Shang-Chi
had to stop.
I was like, what's the name of that movie again? Rings something? Yeah, Shang-Chi.
And,
pause production.
Was it that James Bond movie had to stop?
Yeah, I heard that too.
So,
Also, too, what I'm thinking, too, because Universal also, they're doing their streaming service now, right?
Yeah.
So, Universal also makes the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, shit, that's true.
So, but the first thing they did, though, was said Fast and Furious is postponed until next year. And I think they did that on purpose because they knew they could make big money on that in theaters. And so, and they probably had this streaming idea in mind.
They were ahead of the game.
Yeah, so, like, let's say Fast and Furious next year. And then now that it's cooled down a little bit, now let's say all these other movies out now through streaming service. They could easily put that on the streaming service, I think.
I could see that.
But I think they just held out on us.
No, I think you're right. I could definitely see that. 100%.
Just saying, guys.
You know, you heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
All right. My last piece of news before we go on a little short break. So, have you ever heard of the genre Super Sentai?
Power Rangers.
I think you have. Yeah. So, yeah, Power Rangers.
It's Power Rangers, yeah.
It's a genre in Japan called Super Sentai. I think I have a picture for this. We've seen some things that kind of bridge into that, like the Sailor Moon show kind of like bridges into Super Sentai a little bit.
Yeah, aren't they, what are they called?
Super Sentai.
The Sailor Scouts are called something else in Japanese.
Magical Girl, Shoujo anime, Maho Shoujo, Magical Girls.
Oh, they call themselves something different, though, in the anime. And
Maho Shoujo, Magical Girl anime.
No, it wasn't that. Like within the show, they call themselves Sailor Soldiers is what it is.
Oh, within the show?
Yeah.
Okay,
they call it Soldiers. Never mind. Something else I'm thinking of. Like, because we call them Sailor Scouts in here in America.
But
in Japan, they say Sailor Soldiers. Yeah. Anyways.
That's right.
That's not what I was... Wrong word. Anyways, continue.
So Super Sentai is a big genre. It's so big that we've even had it here in America. If you've ever seen Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, you know, Sailor Moon's even got that feel. Ultraman.
Mm-hmm.
But... There's a big company that's real famous for it. They're called Toei, and now you've definitely heard about them if you've seen any anime at all or anything Japanese at all. And Toei is a big TV company, and they realize their Super Sentai stuff only really has a market in Japan. Even in America, the market's small. In Korea, the market's real small. Like, people don't really fuck with it, you know? And so to expand that reach, they are making a bold move. They opened up a YouTube channel specifically for Toei, in which they will be loading Kamen Rider, the Masked Rider, you know, other things that are famous, Himitsu Sentai Gorenger, Space Sheriff Gavin, Ultraman, all these things.
That's crazy.
Will be coming out on their YouTube channel for free.
Damn.
Because they want the name and the brand and the style.
Are they subtitled? They better be subtitled.
Yes, they will be. Yes, okay. Yes, they will be.
Yes.
They will be subtitled. Apparently some of it will even be dubbed. Some of it will even be dubbed. Or has already been dubbed.
That's crazy.
So yeah, there's a couple things going on with that. So it's definitely some, if you like the Japanese superheroes, you might want to check this out. It's going to be fun. They haven't said the exact day, but they said sometime in summer there will be the launch of this YouTube channel.
That's cool.
Yeah, you'll be able to catch up on these things. Might be fun for us to just kind of glance at it randomly because I know we're not going to watch the whole fucking thing of any of this.
I actually like, when I can, like getting to the base of whatever series. Like, so if I could, like, I would like to see the origin of Power Rangers in its Japanese form.
Like the originator. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to see how well it translates into American, to see how much it changes. Like, I like doing that when I can. And so I would like to check out this shit too if there's any Power Rangers related stuff on there.
I'll keep you posted.
I mean, I know Kamen Rider is somewhat, I know they're not directly related, but they're like definitely
same
like
genre.
Yeah, same genre, like a different influence and all that.
And actually in America there was a crossover between the Power Rangers and Kamen Rider,
Also happened in America too.
Oh wait, did that happen in Japan?
It happened in Japan originally, but that was brought into America.
Oh, I thought they reshot it and did it just for America. So that happened in Japan.
No, I'm pretty
first?
Sure that was in Japan, yeah. All the fucking Power Ranger shit we saw was always Japan, and they just re-edit shit.
No. Well, that's not true. Some of the shit they reshot with the costumes again.
Oh, yeah, some of them. Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I was thinking.
But I don't think Kamen Rider. I don't think they go out of their way to recreate Kamen Rider.
Maybe not. He had his own show here in America. That's the only reason
He did?
Dude, the Masked Rider.
You're right. And he was maybe that was.
That's why I say that. Huh. I feel like they might have made that for America, but I also could be wrong. They might have crossed in Japanese, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. We might have to. You know what? I'm going to make a note of that. Maybe we can look into that for Unfocus for next week.
Maybe. What's that? Is that me or you?
Not me.
Is Carla in here?
With that being said, shall we jump into music of the week?
I guess. Tai Chi in chat says Green Ranger actually dies in the original.
We know that.
Yeah, I think I knew
it's
that.
It's true, though. I wanted to see somebody dramatize that in American shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to see the Green Ranger actually die in a cool, dramatic American media, you know?
There's this YouTube channel I found a while back where they would play the Japanese original episodes alongside the American Power Rangers.
What?
Yeah, and it was so weird because they would do the comparisons, and then anytime something original that didn't show in America happened, they paused the American version and let the Japanese version ride out. And then when they meet up each other again, but then America did something new, then they applaud the Japanese side. So every time,
like, link up eventually, huh?
Yeah, so every time there was an actual, like, sequence that was happening in both, they both play at the same time, but then they'll pause at a certain part where, like, we didn't see something or they do something.
I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And there was this one episode I saw where there was a kid involved. Like, one of the kids was a parent, or I think he was the bad guy. And that whole episode in America, there is no kids at all whatsoever.
They just took that out of the equation,
But they just took out the parts where the villain was there. And it was so weird. Like, wow, they edited this shit so much and just took out key parts.
Fucking crazy.
Like, yeah, it was wild. Anyways, so all next right. We're going to go do...
Music of the week?
Some music of the week. Oh, yeah, I was trying to set up this right here.
Music of power.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a part of the show where we take a break and share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir, and as mentioned earlier, my song is going to be from Jay Electronica's album. I've only been waiting 13 years for it, so I might as well play something from it. This song is called The Ghost of Soldier Slim, and I don't really want to say featuring, but Jay-Z is on this.
he's just on it.
Yeah, Jay-Z and Jay Electronica.
He's not featured, he's just on it.
He's on it, bro. It's his, too. AJ?
All right, my track is a song that I don't remember hearing, but I will know once I start playing it, because that's what I normally do nowadays. But it's a track called Demons by Emerald Lake. And I'm pretty sure I heard it on Sirius XM at some point. And that's going to be my track.
All right, we'll be back after these messages, guys.
That's right.
Scared to death, Negro. Just sit down. Don't you come out to defend our enemy. You sit down and you shut up. Time they bring up the guns, you gon' respect us. That little vest ain't gon' do ya. I chew for Mecca. I ain't even tryna hold ya. Mag on your slim. I'm a soldier from that mode. I'm the ghost of him. From the era police stretcher, no cameras catch it. Drop you off in the rival hood, you'd rather be arrested. If you didn't have no straps, you couldn't wear your necklace. Niggas hand around your throat, that's a choker reference. My ancestors took old food, made soul food. Jim Crow's a troll too, he stole the soul music. That's the blood that goes through me, so if you assuming. I could never sell my soul, they sold their soul to me. Peaceful teaching the rooming, but don't confuse me. You mouth off for the cameras, I make a silent movie. Now here's some jury. No civilization is conquered from the outside until it destroys itself from within. Pin. Put a pin in that, we'll come back when I'm fin. You can't talk like I talk, cause you ain't been where I've been. Young. We'll be right back.
final step to be not only a creator, but a destroyer. A mad, unreasoning killer.
Okay.
Just came back right in time too, right when the shit ended.
Right. All right. Again, that was the long-awaited Jay Electronica. The song was called Ghost of Soldier Slim. And the other song was Emerald Lake?
Yeah, Emerald. It was Demons by Emerald Lake.
Demons by Emerald Lake. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Let me fade us back. Damn, we're back.
Hey. All right. Don't forget, I'm focused. That's where you are right now.
Yeah.
You just had Music of the Week. And now we're going back to the news.
Okay.
This is the news.
The news.
Yeah. Crane just ups and takes the Statue of Liberty like. What the fuck is he gonna do with that?
I don't know, bro. That's a solid question. I always want to ask him. Like, what you about to do with that, bro?
Was that ever like you know explored in the in the game at all?
No, I don't think it was.
That was Turtles in Time, right? Yeah. Like, anyways.
He must have had a plan, right?
I hope so. I mean, that's like a lot of work to take the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I was saying, I feel like he just wouldn't do that, right? Just because, you know? Anyway. Like, it's something to do, you know? He's doing like a...
Maybe he was bored, you know? I mean, I get that. All right, anyways. I'm going to start off with talking about some Tekken. Because reasons here. All right. Well, not only because reasons here, but because it's news. Sorry, reason. But we finally got just more details on this one dude, Fakram, right? How do you say it?
Oh, Fakram. Yeah, okay. I like the way you said last. Fakram. I think that's his name.
Sagat says reason.
Yeah, we can call him Sagat. Yeah. He's so Muay Thai, he makes Bruce and fucking... What's the other bitch
Josie?
Name? He makes Bruce and Josie look like fucking kindergartners.
Damn.
Look at this fucker, bro.
Yo, I have a theory, though. What if this is Bruce, and he just got so fucked that we don't recognize him?
No!
I'm just saying, what if it is?
Fuck him up. No! Do you think so?
I don't know. Like, I'm just
he's
saying.
He's dark-skinned.
That's a theory.
He does seem kind of robotic. He have him chained up.
Yeah,
like,
right.
What if they experimented on Bruce?
Yeah.
He even had some of his techniques, for sure.
Yeah,
some
right.
of those techniques are definitely Bruce.
I'm just saying.
Dude, man, I don't know. You could be right about that, AJ.
Maybe they fucking, you know, used Bruce as an experiment, and they got some Sagat blood and put it in him, and this came out.
That sounds horrible. Sounds terrifying.
But yeah,
this character seems like he's a more of a striker, partially a grappler, but more of a striker, it seems like. He has some counter grabs, which involves the Muay Thai knee kicks, it seems like, right?
As he should.
Yeah, as he should. It makes sense. And I love the new level that comes with him. It's an old one,
cave.
But it's a remade one. What is it called? The Cave of...
I don't know, but I was thinking of that Money Cave. I don't know what the name of the cave was, though.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Oh shit, you know the name of this
shit? I do know the name of this shit.
I don't know the name of this shit. I just know it's DLC. But yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm gonna pick him up or not because I already got Josie.
I mean, only if you love the Muay Thai, otherwise there's no point, I don't think.
I mean,
he's another enforcer, another like big burly Murdoch, you know.
Yeah.
Aggressive like Brian Fury, kind of, you know.
Yeah, if I'm gonna learn a new character, it's gonna be Brian Fury, just saying.
Or that you've always wanted to get good with that boy. For years, you've been wanting to be, like, fucking sick with that fool.
Yeah, I fucked with him before. Oh, fucking Steven's gonna use him, though. All right, you do you.
It's called the... I thought it was the Money Cave, but now it's...
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
No, it's something different. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah,
some Thai people get pretty damn dark.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. But that makes you wonder, is Bruce Thai or is he black?
Whoa.
I don't know. Like, yeah, his hair looked kind of straight.
Damn.
Think about it. Anyway.
By the way, we got the release. So that's the big thing about this announcement, too, for Fakram, is that he's going to be released next week, March 24th.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So next Tuesday.
All right.
Look out for that. I might have to actually go ahead and purchase this DLC.
Yeah, I actually think we might have to. Yeah, it's just to have them on there.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so a couple pieces of news. I'm gonna tell two quick ones because they're both fast and.
All of a sudden, Bruce learns to speak Thai. I mean, you know.
Wow.
Thailand captured him for some reason.
Maybe he always spoke it and he just held back. Fool, you don't
True.
Know that.
Yeah, wasn't he like an assassin or some shit?
I know I speak
working
Japanese,
for Kazuya?
But I go out of my way to speak American as much as I can. You know, like, so maybe that's how he feels. But anyway, okay. So other quick, I want to say three real fast pieces of news. One is not really news. It's kind of a confirmation of something I talked about a couple weeks ago.
I'm the best.
Not that one. It's still up in the air for that one. But we talked about a Bleach anniversary a couple weeks ago, and that they were going to be making some announcements about Bleach. And one thing I highly rumored that I said was definitely going to happen, but I did say it wasn't true yet. It wasn't confirmed. Now it is confirmed. Bleach anime is happening, and they did announce it at that fucking thing. I did say, like, we talked about it, and there was going to be an announcement, and I said that it's probably going to be about the Bleach anime. That's what everyone's thinking.
So they're going to continue?
Confirmed, yeah. They're going to finish it. Because there's really only one arc to do. They have one last season to do, and that's it.
Finish that last arc.
Yeah, it's all the fan-pleasing shit, too. You know, you get to see Ichigo's full power. You find out his history. You get to see Kenpachi's Bankai. It's all...
Oh, finally, huh?
It's all the shit you want to see. So that's why people were like, really, you did everything but the last season. You may have sit through that last bullshit arc and didn't give us the last season, you know? So now we actually get it. And it's Death Gods versus the Quincy's. So that's one piece of news I was going to say real quick. Other thing, Friends. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, too. The Friends reunion is a real thing, is happening. They got everyone involved. However, it was still supposed to start filming 4 days from now, March 23rd, and to the March 24th, it was supposed to be the filming for that special. Those have obviously been pushed back for the coronavirus. So this Friends special, which was supposed to come out spring next year, will probably be most likely summer next year. So don't be waiting for it. Don't hold your breath. Last piece of news, real quick in this little string, and not last piece of news, but last in this little quick stream. Mortal Kombat will be coming to Netflix.
The animated one?
The movie?
Mortal Kombat! Wait, which movie? The original?
You know which one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat, and I believe also Annihilation.
That's cool.
Annihilation, it's okay, you know, but Mortal Kombat is actually a decent movie, like, and it's fucking cool fighting, and very 90s, very fun, very speaking to the video game community. Some people say that's actually the first successful video game movie. You know, which can be argued based on what you want to say is successful, you know, but technically Mortal Kombat was the first one where everyone was like, yo, that movie's good, you know, like,
so. Damn, maybe we should just make a night one night, just watch that, watch the original Mario Brothers, watch Sonic.
Dude, me and my girlfriend were, me and my fiance.
Fiance, yeah, that's right.
I didn't mention that, but we were in this fucking store, we were in a bookstore, right? And then all of a sudden, doom, doom, like a doom, doom, everybody wants a dinosaur.
Oh,
that
no
song
way.
That song came on, and I was like, oh, shit. And my girlfriend was singing it, and like, oh, shit, yeah, you remember this from Super Mario? She's never seen the Super Mario movie in her life.
Good for her.
I was like, how do you know this song if you haven't seen Super Mario Brothers? You have to tell me.
Yeah, I have it. If you want to go to make her see it.
Dude, please. Yeah, actually, I would like to borrow that to show it to her, just so she can see how bad and how inaccurate it is, but how fun it is still. But I was just really tripping out. She knew that dinosaur song, and she's never seen that movie, because I don't think I would ever know that song without seeing that movie.
I don't think I would know it either.
Yeah, but I was tripping out. I was like, man, you're a winner. I made the right choice. But yeah, that's something else. So Mortal Kombat Netflix coming this month. Next month. Next month for April. AJ?
I already talked about that. Oh, by the way, Series X, Xbox launching Thanksgiving. That's what they said. All right, moving on. Pokemon, Sword and Shield. So, you know how they have, like, exclusive Pokemon, certain games? You know, like, Red had one version, like, had a certain Pokemon. Blue had another one. Then they've always done that, you know,
with different versions. Yeah, like, matching versions, yeah.
Yeah, Sword and Shield, same shit. You know, there's certain Pokemon you can catch in Sword, you can't catch Shield, and vice versa. And it looks like they're going to kind of flip that on us. Next week, the 25th, they're going to go ahead and swap around the Galarian Corsola and Galarian Ponyta. So Ponyta, I think you can get in Sword, and the Corsola, you can get in Shield. But for this limited time, they'll flip them. So now you'll find Corsolas instead of Ponytas, and if you have Sword. And if you have Shield, the other way around. Same thing with the Galarian Darumaka and the Galarian Farfinch. So they're going to swap those around too.
Okay.
And then these will be available through max raid battles or max raid captures, actually, which is interesting. I wonder if they're doing this because of the whole, you know, virus thing and the whole lockdown. So, you know, the whole point of Pokemon is to go with your friends and trade Pokemon and all that and socialize, right? But we can't really do that right now. So I wonder if they're doing that because of that. But that's a pretty interesting thing. So now you can go ahead and get these Pokemon that you couldn't get in your version before. And if you don't have any friends to trade with, Well, look out for this.
All
right. I need to go get a Farfinch. You know how to... So we had this new Farfinch, right? You seen this dude?
Oh, yeah, I seen him.
So you know
how, looks regal as fuck.
You know how you get him? You get have a normal Farfinch and...
Raise him in shield?
No. You need to get 3 critical hits in 1 round, in 1 match. And when he does that, then he'll evolve into the Scalarian
Jesus! Farfinch. Oh, but wait, isn't he good with critical hits? Isn't there a thing with him with the fucking leak or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. And I know Razor Leaf is a move that has a high chance of critical
hits.
And he can learn that. I don't know if he can or not, but that's the first thing I thought of.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Razor Wind. He learns Razor Wind, huh? Not Razor Wing.
I don't know which one he learned. I don't remember. I have no clue.
Dude, okay, we should look into that. But I feel like he does have a critical hit thing with Farfetch. So maybe that's part of why it is? I'm going to look into it. I'm going to put that on the notes.
That's the way to evolve him. I just learned doing this whole breeding thing. Cuckoo says congrats, by the way, for the engagement.
Thank you, Cuckoos.
All right. Any other news?
Yes. Hellstorm, the last of Marvel TV, the only Marvel TV show left, Hellstorm, just finished wrapping. So it's supposed to be based on the demons of the Marvel Universe. Doctor Strange draws his magic from this character. It's supposed to be about him and his demon sister, Hellstorm. And we don't really know the plot, except it's going to delve into Marvel's magical world.
Is this the picture I'm supposed to use?
No, that's not the one.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, but we don't know the details about it, but it got wrapped. It's done. We're no longer getting those other Marvel shows like Cloak and Dagger and Runaways. That's all done. Yeah, this is the last one, Hellstorm.
I need to watch those.
I heard Runaways gets worse.
Oh,
I know.
Worse?
I'm so sad.
It's pretty good.
No, I know. I know. That's why I say I heard Runaways gets worse.
But Cloak and Dagger make a crossover in that shit. Now that's why I want to see it.
Now, it's funny. I heard Cloak and Dagger just gets better and better, but
oh, yeah?
Now it's canceled.
Damn
so
it.
You can't win.
I got to watch that second season. I haven't done that yet.
The weird thing about Hellstorm is that we know that Marvel TV is not a division anymore, but they're still labeling this as Hellstorm Season 1. We don't know what that means. I don't think Kevin Feige is interested in continuing this, but that's just my opinion. We'll have to see. But yeah, so Hellstorm Season 1 has wrapped. Quick piece of news. She-Ra, the animated show on Netflix, the next season will be the last season.
Hmm.
Just wanted to point that out real quick. AJ?
All right. So EVO. EVO is a big FGC event, right? The... kind of the Super Bowl of fighting games and all that.
Indeed.
In a way.
Super Bowl of fighting games. I like that.
So, you know, we all signed up. I guess I signed up. Did you sign up yet?
No. Fuck, I didn't do it.
You can do that because the early bird thingy ends on the 23rd, which is next Monday.
You know what? I'm going to do it right after the show.
So, yeah, go do that. And then anyways, in case things get worse, because EVO actually put out an announcement the other day saying that at this time, EVO is moving forward with its plans to hold the event July 31st through August 2nd at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas and all that. And they're, of course, monitoring the updates from, you know, the CDC and all that with the COVID-19 thing going on and all that. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're concerned about the health of their attendees and their staff and all that. As of right now, they're not shutting it down. They're not postponing. They're not canceling or anything like that. But if they have to, if they should need to do that, all ticket purchases will be refunded.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, which is cool. Which a lot of events kind of been doing that. Some have been. Some are kind of in this limbo spot where they want to, but they really can't because they'll just load out on a bunch of money and all that. But at least Eagles went out of the way to let us know that, hey, if it gets down to this level, then yes, we're all getting our money back. All
right.
So don't be afraid to sign up, because if you sign up now, like right now, you know, you have a good shot of getting a cheaper price than later on. And if it happens to cancel, then yeah, you get your money back.
Okay.
If it goes on, it goes on, and we're all going.
And we're going with it.
But yeah, that's what Evil said.
Another quick piece of news that is technically considered a rumor, but it kept popping up everywhere. That's the only reason I find it, like, weird. Supposedly, Sony is going to try to make Silent Hill with Kojima again.
You know, I did hear this somewhere. I wasn't paying attention, though.
Dude, it keeps popping up everywhere. That's the only reason. I was going to ignore this news. I wasn't even going to call it news. I wasn't even going to talk about it. But yeah, it keeps fucking popping up.
There is this rumor that all the people that worked on the original were going to get back together, like the music creator and all that and everything. And
oh,
some
shit.
Of the, yeah, like all these people, all these big names were coming up. At, like, they're going to make a new Silent Hill game, and that supposedly it was Sony that came up and, like, offered this, like, yo, can you guys do this? Like, they actually brought forth Kojima and Konami to go and do this.
And I heard this is Sony trying to mend their fucking issues with Kojima, because, you know, they've been having nonstop issues with Kojima, like, you know, as far as his releases go, like, Metal Gear always gets thwarted, Silent Hill's been forgotten for years.
Yeah, Steven says the rumors that Sony is going to buy the rights to a lot of old Konami IPs. Whoa, okay, that's crazy.
That's interesting.
That's cool, though. And then just get that as their exclusives to the system for PS5 and all that. That's a cool move. That's what kind of Microsoft did. They bought a bunch of studios and all that just so they can have a lot of like exclusives to their system and all that. Stuff just for them.
Yeah. Smart move. I just can't find a source for this fucking rumor, but it just keeps popping up over and over. So I feel like something's happening. Like, you know, sometimes when there's too much smoke, there must be fire.
Yeah. So something's happening.
Yeah, something's going on with Silent Hill.
And Konami and Kojima.
And Konami and Sony. Kojima, yeah. Hopefully it's true. If they can pick up the Konami shit, like, dude, there's so many good Konami games that don't have
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's, like, the only thing I really care about. Like,
Buster Bust Loose, you know?
Really?
Tiny Toons?
Really?
You ever play the game?
No, I never played it, but, like, I knew exactly what you're talking about when you said that.
I love that you knew what I was talking about already.
I was like, really? They made a Tiny Toons? But, yeah, the Konami made a bunch of, like, random shit like that back in the day, too, huh? Yep. Castlevania? Yeah, I don't play. Yeah. What fighters did they make? Tell me that. Riddle me that.
Ninja Turtles fighter, right?
Wasn't that shit, yeah.
Am I wrong? That's all I got. Good one. Literally, that's the only thing I could think of, so I'm glad that was right. I was like, yeah. But AJ one hits one of the
next. Oh, they did Bloody Roar? Oh, shit.
Really?
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, I didn't know they did Bloody Roar.
Dude, right? If Sony fucking brings resurrect Bloody Roar again,
that'd be pretty dope. Oh, dude, with all the horror shit going on right now, the Invisible Man. Fucking... Yeah,
I never really played it before, but I know Hose is into that shit.
Dude, Hose loved Bloody Roar. Yeah. Like, he is bringing my memories back.
What is this? I'll read this. Oh, okay, yeah, this is more what we're saying. What is all these ads that are like freaking taking up like half the screen? I don't know. Goodness.
All right, honestly. Andy, got some more news for us?
Yeah, I got one more.
Me too.
So my last one here is about Pokemon Home. Pokemon Home is that app you can get on your phone, but also you can get on the Switch, and this is pretty much replacing the Pokemon Bank, where you can download your Pokemon and all that, which, oh, I got to check mine right now, because I actually put up, because I was breeding so many Snoms and all that to get my Frostmoth, that I started putting them on the Wonder Trade shit. So I want to see what I got. But Pokemon Home has been downloaded 2,300,000 times.
Goddamn.
And within his first 30 days, which is pretty sick. I wonder if a lot of people downloaded it just because to see what it was and figured out, oh, wait, I can't use this shit. But I'm enjoying it. And I just want to let you guys know. And I traded a bunch of Snoms, and here's all the fucking Pokemon I got back. So just for kicks, I'm going to show you guys what I got as T talks about his next story.
My last story here. So... Marvel did something kind of questionable today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think you guys might have heard about this because it's kind of been everywhere lately. So basically, Marvel created some new characters for the new comic New Warriors. Now, so right away I want to say, a lot of people think Marvel's taking this shit super seriously, but New Warriors is somewhat of a comedy superhero book. It's always a parody on what modern times are that are happening. Mm-hmm. Even when they caused Civil War, it was because they were trying to do
those fuckers.
Yeah, they're trying to do a reality TV show because that was...
They were?
Yeah. Dude, the thing is, New Warriors were a reality TV show. That's why Civil War got bad, because they accidentally were responsible for a kindergarten getting killed, getting destroyed.
Yeah.
And it happened on live TV because they were a reality show.
Wow.
So, I know a lot of Marvel fans are pissed, but before you get pissed... Think about that New Warriors, after what I just told you, is always a parody series, okay? Like a satire. So, into the new Warriors, issue number one. Two new characters supposedly representing the LGBT movement. Snowflake and Safe Space. They're super modern, super colorful, super short hair. They're all black. They got some, like, definitely LGBT undertones going on. Some people are really fucking pissed at Marvel about this shit. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah, because you know what? Some people are like, it's too much. Like, too much to try to do the LGBT thing.
Come on, guys.
Which I'm like, but, you know, I could get it if that were the case. But I'm like, dude, they're making a commentary. They're trying to tell you something. They're trying to make a message based off of this. They're trying to, like, be funny about it. But they're also trying to make a statement, too. So it's like, even though they're playing with it, they are taking it seriously. But keep in mind, this is also a joke. So don't get too mad. Don't get blaming of Marvel. Don't start hating and shit. There's a joke here, too. You know, like, it's not all serious. But keep that in mind when you look at these new characters. I still think this comic could be really funny and very cool. Don't fucking count it out just because these you don't like the look of these characters. But, yeah, these are the new things Marvel's done. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I'm not going to 100% say it's great right away. But it doesn't look bad. We'll just see what's up.
Yeah, I guess so. Is it supposed to be animated or live?
No, this is a comic book.
It's it's a comic book. My bad. Okay.
New Warriors, number one.
All right.
With that said, that's the end of the news part of Unfocus. AJ, what you got planned for your Focus Week?
Unfocus Week? You know, more Wonder trading like I'm doing right now. I put it like I'm not sure how many you can put at once.
Man, fuck Wonder Training. What happened to Mystery Gift?
Mystery Gift still exists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I should probably check Mystery Gift once in a while because sometimes they'll just drop shit in there and you just fucking go there and you're like, oh, wait, I have a new Pokemon here or some new items. Oh, yeah, Animal Crossing. I do want to pick up Animal Crossing for sure. A Pikachu, come on. So I did all my Wonder Training right now. Like I put a bunch of Snobs in there the other day, and I never went to go check to see what I got, and I just showed you guys what I got. The coolest thing I got in there was maybe a Ditto. Hopefully I have some good IVs. And I think I saw a Litten in there and a Grookey. Anyways, more Pokemon. Try to more breeding. I have plans to do one of the Dragon types. Remember that Dragon type I showed you the other day?
Yeah.
Last week? I'm going to try to breed one of those.
Okay.
Make a dope version of that. And then maybe try to figure out this whole raid system they have in this game to see if I can find a hidden ability, Snom, so I can have a proper Frostmoth. And then, yeah, just the usual Soul Calibur, Tekken, whatever I can. Okay. And I guess since we're not going to be at work forever.
Dude, you might see us streaming pretty often. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to be on it for sure. I don't know if I'll be streaming, but I'll definitely be on here. I'll be playing. AJ will probably be playing too.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, what else? Oh, what I did do actually to prepare for this, if this happened, was I bought a bunch of yarn and some crochet needles.
Oh, you're ready to go in, huh?
I'm going to learn how to crochet.
Damn, you ain't fucking around, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you go to Freaking Sons or something like that, you conventions and all that, you see people making all these crafty things and all that, and I see crocheted items once in a while, and I'm like, I can make this. Rather than pay $15 for this little Pokeball, I could probably make this shit, you know?
You know, it's funny you said that, because I was thinking about, you know, I don't want to use my quarantine time for nothing. Like, you know,
yeah.
Obviously, I've been using it to catch up on my anime and TV shows and comics. That's obviously, I'm not going to mention that.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I'm catching up on my shit. I'm pretty happy. Low-key, I'm pretty happy about this.
Yeah.
But other than that, though, with the other thing is, like, I want to learn some skills. So I'm trying to learn some Spanish, you know? Like, I got Duolingo on my on my phone. Kind of picking up some Spanish phrases. Kind
yo
of,
no hablo español.
Yeah, and
honestly, I don't.
Yo no sé, bro. I have to leave me out of that. But yeah, no, because just kind of get something. It's like, you know, use this time to learn a skill, whether it be something video game related or otherwise. You know, learn some shit.
Yeah, and, learn how to play a game.
Yeah, this
finish
is
a game.
You know, unfocused challenge.
Ooh.
Learn a fighting game or a puzzle
damn
game that you don't know. And I guarantee you, we can probably challenge you in almost any fighting game or puzzle game. So,
yeah,
you
probably
know, learn something, have some fun with it, and challenge us on Unfocused. Send us an email.
Yeah.
Unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Like, you know, honestly, too, like, not only doing that, let us know what you guys are doing. Tweet us as well, @unfocus28. But, like, not only do I may not even get to, like, knitting shit, because also I have a Raspberry Pi that I've been wanting to fuck with forever.
Mm.
I might go and do that, learn how to, like, program some shit into that. And then definitely just maybe if I can just actually focus on some fucking labbing some games and all that. Soul and Tekken and Smash and all that. So
100%, yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely a thing. Maybe if I'm bored enough, maybe I'll go check out Hunter x Hunter. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, things are crazy.
You
make it that crazy, you know?
You'd only be doing yourself a favor. That's all I'm gonna say, bro.
I know. And like next Monday or no, next Friday, actually, this one show I've been waiting for is coming back.
What's that?
It's a Netflix original show. I like watching Car Shit. And this is
one
show.
Is it that racing one? That crazy-ass racing one?
No, not the racing one. It's another one, which is a small group of people like have a garage and they just make crazy shit. I don't know. I rewatched it the other day, the first season. I was like, oh, I can't wait for a second season. And actually just announced the second season's coming. Like, they announced like a couple weeks ago. I was like, what? The second season for this shit? So, yeah, I'm kind of interested in that.
Okay.
expand our gauntlet. Oh, T, I have not told you. Steven, I have not told him yet.
I saw you have a gem. I saw that.
That is yours.
Oh, that's mine? I thought that was mine.
No, yours is over there. Yours is a space gem over there. This is mine.
Oh, right, because I have to defend that stone, right?
Yep, and I have mind stone right here. So my stone is the power stone.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll be there this Sunday, so I'm not tripping. I'll be there.
So your shit lights up too, by the way.
Damn.
But we have, in addition to, you know, fighting for the hammer, we'll also be able to defend some stones that we have through various games. So the rule is, like, you get to defend with any game you like when someone challenges you.
The hardest choices.
So if you get challenged, you tell them, okay, you got to fight me in this game for my stone.
The hardest choices require the strongest will. Yeah, as a, you know, I don't know if you know about the whole fucking toilet paper craze, because we're kind of cool, so we probably, I don't know if you know, but everyone's fucking searching for toilet paper.
Mm.
And I saw fucking somebody had put up a meme, like a post, and they said, if you're serious about this, buy sandpaper. And they fucking put fucking Thanos right under the hardest decisions take the strongest wills. I was like, stop
it. I seen that shit too.
Hey, if you don't want to run out, bro, you know?
For reals.
I was like, fuck. That's serious.
I'm thinking we should just go maybe find a bidet to fucking install or some shit.
Honestly, at this point, that might be the next step.
Right? Why the fuck is toilet paper a thing, though? Like, why?
You know what it is? It's because China has something to do with the printing of our toilet paper, so everyone's scared and everyone wants to buy it now.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
What is this, power? What can I do with this? Fuck up some shit, right?
Power? Yeah, power fucks shit up. That's the ability of that stone. Fuck shit up. That's the official ability of that stone.
And like, imagine all the stones like in the AA meeting. It's like, okay, who are you? I'm Power Stone. I fuck shit up.
Hey, then tell me, what would Ether's thing be? Tell me what Ether's thing would be.
That's reality.
Yeah. What do they do, bro? Tell me what Ether's thing would be. Because I still have a problem trying to understand what that stone does.
I'm reality. I fuck with people's perception of the world.
High reality. Who was this together?
Anyways. All right,
guys.
I think we're done.
Thanks for joining us for 253.
That's right.
We'll see you next week.
This is an evolution. This is the Hoenn times.
Damn, it is the Hoenn times.
All right.
The dark times.
Right?
During the virus.
You know, no one liked the Hoenn region, you know?
And now we have the corona when the Hoenn region. Wow. Dude, it's the dark times, dude.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, see you guys next week. If we're not all dead.
And you know what? That giant... Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production.
Wait, can I go back? Can I go back?
No,
leave it.
I was going to say, that giant will was always super fucking menacing from Hoenn. You know, the giant...
Oh, Waylord?
Yeah. Fuck that fool, bro. I don't know what it is. Something about him, like, even when I finally caught him and I could use him, I'm like, this fool's too fucking powerful. I remember I was knocking everybody out with, like, one hit or two hits. I was like, dude, I don't know, bro.
I'm pretty sure he is still the largest Pokemon in existence.
I think he is. Yeah. He's pretty fucking big, dude.
He's huge, yeah.
Dude, some of the damage he would deal out, I couldn't even imagine if someone, like, engineered him and made him perfect. Because I was just using the one the game gives you, you know? And I was like, dude, I'm fucking people up, dude. I was like, dude, I don't ever want to see that fool, like, actualized, like, proper, you know? Like... Someone breeding him.
Honestly, like as far as game-wise goes, competitive-wise, I don't think his stats are that great because I've never really seen him in gameplay.
I guess it was just... Maybe it's because I didn't put too much into Hoenn, so I didn't want to, like, raise anything.
Yeah.
He just seemed powerful for that reason.
He's just huge as fuck, though, for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm focused!
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like...
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.